Emily Wells isn't just a violinist. Sometimes she's two violinists. Sometimes she's three, four, or even 21 violinists. Emily Wells writes music to be looped and looped and looped again. One melody drapes over another until you're sucked into a full-on pop symphony. Emily Wells calls her new CD The Symphonies, Dreams, Memories, and Parties. But she credits her style to hip-hop as much as Haydn. She joins me now from our studios at NPR West. Emily Wells, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first question, all these strings we're hearing right now, these are all you?
They're all me, indeed. I actually sometimes kind of have to get on different personalities and stand in different places of the room and just keep recording many, many layers.
But how do you do that when you play? I mean, you play a lot of shows.
I have this special magical pedal that allows me to sample or record live a bit of music, and then it'll take that bit of music and repeat it, and I can then build layers upon that. You just get to lay as much as you want. Any instruments that you have plugged into your pedal, you can just keep it going.
You play very classical sounding violin.
Absolutely. I came from an incredibly classical world, strictly classical world.
When did you start playing violin?
I was four. I saw this woman, as she wasn't a woman at the time, I think she was 14, named Midori, playing on the Johnny Carson show, and I was just enamored. You know, I tried to convince my parents, oh, you gotta let me play the violin, you gotta let me play the violin, and I remember my mother buying me like a plastic one from Michael's to try to sort of assuage my desires. But I didn't let up. Eventually, I got really into hip-hop in high school, listened to Outkast a lot in the back of cars rolling around in, you know, the Midwest. That became a huge influence on me as well.
When did your classical music playing start to converge with the Outkast?
Yeah.
When did you actually start playing to hip-hop instead of just listening to hip-hop and playing classical?
Well, I was always a bit shy to attempt hip-hop because it's this incredible art form that took a long time for me to kind of get comfortable in, and I still am, you know, getting comfortable with it. But I love real instruments, but I love, you know, beat machines and all that kind of stuff, too. So it took me a little time, and only in the last couple of years have I started writing, you know, the symphonies. So
I want to pick one of those out now. Symphony number 6, Fare Thee Well and the Requiem Mix. Tell me about finally setting these symphonies to the hip-hop beats. Do they start out that way?
Well, I initially write it just the violin parts, and then you hear the person that's playing is an incredible drummer that I work with named Sam Halterman. He's a hip-hop drummer primarily, and he'll bring in that live feel. And he and Joey Reyna, who plays the basses on the album, they add a lot of their own creativity and ideas as well.
You've also covered a hip-hop song, a Biggie Smalls song, the Notorious B.I.G., I guess I should say.
You got it.
It's titled Juicy. Let's listen to a little piece of that.
Okay.
We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all
good.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know.
I am a huge Biggie Smalls fan. He has this way of delivering his lyrics that is so musical, so catchy, and also so incredibly heartfelt. Like, he goes seamlessly between talking about his life growing up, what he needed, what he didn't have, how he and the people around him suffered, and then lacing that with, you know, now I'm flush, now I'm living the big life. And there's so much pride in it, and it's a really beautiful thing. And some of the lyrics I related with personally, and I actually slowed it way, way down and gave it my own flavor and actually gave melody to the lyrics.
I make the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. It's better, it's the Brooklyn way. And my eye and Alizé keep me busy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me.
How do you go about rapping another artist's words? I mean, it seems like it would be a lot different than just singing a song someone else wrote.
That's a really great point. It's spoken, so when a person speaks, somehow that can be more personal. It can't hide behind the melody. The way I went about this one, I learned the lyrics, and I just rapped with Biggie in my headphones, like probably 50 times a song, just over and over. I basically just took a tiny little bit of melody in the original song and used that to build everything else on. Because when I first started, you know, I was kind of trying to produce it in the way that it had been produced originally, but I was like, just, you know, this isn't quite me. So I wanted to bring my own element to it.
And if you don't know,
I think people can sometimes think of hip-hop as, you know, just write it off. But to me, I think it's one of the most important art forms of this generation. I mean, it embodies so many different kinds of music and influences, and yet it's just got that funk that you can dance to, you know, which is such an important part of music. Like, I went out on this tour. I just got home a few days ago. And I was the only, like, hip-hop artist, if you could even call what I do that, especially compared to everyone else. Everyone else was lovely, but singer-songwriter sort of art form. And every night my goal was just to get people's, you know, can I say asses?
Good.
Just to get people's asses moving, you know? I really wanted it to be fun, you know? And I've been playing shows for a long time, and I've always... You know, I want people to listen. That's always the goal, is engage, you know? And I think if you can engage the mind as well as the body, then, you know, you've got your listeners fully, fully with you.
Where could we ever go?
Emily Wells is a violinist, singer, and composer. Her new CD is called The Symphonies, Dreams, Memories, and Parties. Thank you so much for joining us.
The pleasure has been all mine. Thank you so much for having me.